You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for, what are we, Monday, July 10th. After undergoing repairs and inspections, Princess Cruises' Ruby Princess was given the green light to depart for Alaska on Sunday afternoon. The ship left the port of San Francisco yesterday, just before 4 o'clock local time, bound for Ketchikan. The ship had been docked in San Francisco at Pier 27 following a collision with the dock early Thursday morning. It was since being repaired and waiting for that Coast Guard sign-off. The originally scheduled 10-day sailing has been shortened to a 7-day cruise, expected to return to San Francisco Sunday, July 16th. And the launch of MSC's luxury ship Explorer One has been delayed due to faulty fire-resistant panels, causing concerns across the industry as other ships are using those same panels. Now, the supplier Paroc lost safety certification for one type of fire panels and later notified the shipbuilder Fincantieri that a second type had also lost its certification. The faulty panels have been identified on 45 other cruise ships. Now, at the time of broadcast, MSC Cruises has not provided any other details aside from the inaugural cruise of Explorer One being delayed. And speaking of fire, a fire broke out aboard Marella Cruises' Marella Discovery while sailing in the Caribbean between Amber Cove and Grand Turk, canceling its current cruise and the next one. Now, the fire was contained to just one engine room and was promptly extinguished, causing no injuries to passengers or crew. The vessel returned to Amber Cove for damage assessment and essential inspections. Marella is currently waiting for a class-approved surveyor to reinstate the firefighting system before it can embark guests again. The company is working on getting guests back to the UK. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 1%, 19.04. Royal Caribbean up 0.25%, 102.01. And Norwegian up 1%, 21.89. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.